He, Eminem featuring Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran just keeps getting cooler, and I don't care what you say about it. 98.4 Capital FM. Now, we all know that I am animal crazy, and you should be too. Let me tell you about, I've been waiting for this interview in studio for months. I feel like I've been harassing you for months to come and join me. Well, I finally have him in studio with me. Let me welcome Ian Kiringa. I'm going to say you're a welfare officer at KSPCA. That is the Kenya Society for the Protection and Care of Animals. If you as a Kenyan don't know about KSPCA, shock on you. Shame on you. But luckily, if you stay with me this hour, you will know all about it. Ian, welcome. How are you?
Very well.
How are you? I'm good. I'm so. Basically, I know you have me on speed dial. I called you, full confession. I was driving, I saw a dog, he was super, super ill on the side of the road. I was like, oh gosh, I can't. So I literally dog napped him. He didn't have an owner, so I put him in my car and I called Ian. And this was about 7 p.m. on a Tuesday, and you picked up and you were just like, I could hear the exhaustion in your voice. You were just like, yes, Davina. There was no hello, there was nothing. Yes, Davina, you again. Ian, how many of those phone calls do you get of desperate people not knowing what to do with these injured animals they find all over the country?
We literally get around 6,000 to 7,000 calls a year, so that goes to average of around 20 to 30 calls on cruelty cases in a day.
A day.
That is just the Nairobi office, not counting the Mombasa, Nanyuki and Naivasha office. So it could be around 55 calls a day.
Okay, that's actually even too much for me to process. 55 calls a day about animal mistreatment.
Yes.
So if you think about that and all of the incidents that aren't being reported, mm-hmm. That's really, really scary, actually.
It's really scary, but it's also going down, which shows... It's also going down and up, depending on how you look at it, because people are also taking more responsibility and solving the issues themselves, not necessarily relying on KSPCA to go out there and do the rescues. So it's also going up because people are also getting more aware of KSPCA. So once they see an animal that is suffering, they know where to call and they know we respond.
You do, and you really, really do. So KSPCA, when did it start as a Society for the Protection and Care of Animals?
Well, KSPCA started around 110 years ago.
What?
That is in 1910. Yep.
In Kenya?
In Kenya. It started as the East Africa Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
No.
And this was after some ladies saw an oxen ferrying goods on a cart and being overloaded and whipped into Nairobi. But the first office was in Mombasa.
Wow, that's
then
crazy.
Eventually changed over the changing years due to changing trends in animal welfare. Then it changed its form to different focuses like rabies control, animal population control, education and advocacy. Eventually it turned to Kenya Society for the Protection and Care of Animals. And that is also when the states got different, you know, initially the East Africa Society was Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, and all those East African states. So when all the states got independence, each of the states started their own organization.
That's amazing. And when did you start at KSPCA?
Yeah, I started going to KSPCA as a student. That was around 2012, but I started working there at around 2015.
As a student of, did you study...
Well, that's a funny story because I went to campus to study theatre, arts and film technology.
No, you didn't. Oh, gosh.
3-4 months down the line, I was like, no to theatre arts, but...
Am I going to get a job? Yeah.
Not really. You'll definitely get a job. But I changed to Bachelor of Science in Animal Health due to my interest in animals.
That is so cool. Yeah. And, you know, I know the perception of like, oh, yeah... You know, animal welfare is a mzungu issue. These wazungu, they treat their dogs better than their people, whatever it is. Why should we care about animals? And I'm talking about we in the world.
I think I'll answer that through, there's an Indian philosopher, I think he's called Sri somebody. And he said, life is life. Whether it's cat, dog, or human, the conception of... The conception of some form of life being better is just because it's human perception of the advantage of the other animals. Not necessarily. So any life is life. So we should always care about animals. And whatever you do to an animal, there's also the concept of one health. You have to look at the environment, the animals, and the humans. And they have to live harmoniously. So if you disbalance one, then
you end up with COVID. We'll be back right after this with Ian Kiringa from KSPCA. Good morning. Coffee on 98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music, your best mix of guests. I keep telling you, I hope you believe me by now. I have Ian Kiringa from KSPCA in studio with me. KSPCA, I grew up knowing that KSPCA was always there. So every time I saw a stray dog, I would be like, we need to call the KSPCA, Mom. But I feel like the burden is so heavy on them, which is why I invited Ian into studio. And we're talking all things strays, but you say that you don't like the term strays. Educate me, please.
Well, the term stray to me sends kind of a negative sense, so I prefer to call them free roaming animals. They're free, they have their freedom. Ideally, each of us is not restricted to where they go, so why should we restrict the animals to move freely? The restriction and the stray is a perception of the human side, not of the animal side. So if you're on the animal side, they are free roaming, they're happy, they're just free to move around.
I love that change in perspective, thinking about things from the perspective of the animal, and so few people do that. And I'm really curious as to why. Like, why do we as human beings make this difference between us walking on two legs and using language to an animal that might walk on four and uses its own language? You know, why is there that separation in our? Why is there that speciesism? Because that's what it is. Speciesism is the differentiation and the perception that your species, the species, the humankind, is better or more privileged or deserving of more than a quote unquote animal.
I'll actually agree with that. And so what happens is, as human beings, it's natural in any environment, in any kingdom, there is always going to be survival for the fittest. So humans have always strived to be top of the chain. But also, you look at it in the sense that even humans aside, they try to, within them, there's those factors that influence their decisions. For example, there's religion, there's culture and beliefs. So those things become engraved in us. For example, look at the Kenyan society. If I say, let's take an animal that is so mistreated in the country, for example, the donkey. If you take the donkey and you look at the myths and misconceptions around the donkey, for example, there's a saying that goes, Asanti apunda ni mateke. So by the time you're telling that kid or that person reading that phrase or saying, that person is going to be already have a perception, a negative perception, that the only thing that he can get from a donkey is violence. Or for example, if a donkey goes on a vehicle, it's going to laugh until it dies. So all these factors, whether it's religious beliefs, some religion will have a specific perception about a specific animal. So all these factors influence human behavior towards animals, and most of the times it's not the positive one. So if we try and change our own beliefs and also try and understand where these beliefs and misconceptions came from, the other animal, for example, the cat, some people will say cats are evil spirits due to things that have been passed on probably from other cultures. So if we try and change these misconceptions, then we'll be able to make a difference. And that is why you're saying there's that distinction between how humans think about animals and how animals would actually view. If you turn today and put yourself in the shoes or in the paws or in the hooves of an animal, how would you want to be treated by that human being?
Absolutely. And so KSPCA, apart from rescuing and rehoming, which is, I know, is what you do, because my baby Molly came from you and I love her dearly. What else does KSPCA strive to do? You say you're Nairobi, Mombasa, Nanyuki and Naivasha.
Yeah.
So what else? What are some of the other work that you're doing?
So KSPCA, apart from rescuing and running the shelters where we give the animals out for adoption, we also have other programs, the care in the community programs, where we go into the communities, educate. For example, if it's dogs and cats, we also do sterilization campaigns where we neuter them, vaccinate them against rabies. We also do donkey campaigns where we help the donkey owners understand how to properly work with the animals. We also do advocacy and policy influence. For example, we worked with various stakeholders in helping shape the new animal welfare bill, which is yet to be passed into an act, which will replace the existing CAP 360. We run also a program called Humane Slaughter, which I know you're not a fan of. I know you don't think.
It's difficult. It's difficult. Humane slaughter, because I am vegan. You know that. Everyone knows that because I'm one of those vegans. But we will come back and talk about that because I think it is important. You think it's important. It's about the treatment and the slaughter of animals in a humane way, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, meat eaters, stay tuned. 98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music and interviewees. You're welcome. That's Three Doors Down on 98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music. Now, loving animals and having pets isn't a childlike thing. It isn't just for children. But if you do have a child that needs some extra attention, it's going through something, you can tell I'm not a mama, he or she is going through something. Remember that Aga Khan University Hospital pediatric specialty clinics include a range of 16 pediatric specialists, allergists, endocrinologists, psychiatrists for your little one, nutritionists, the list goes on and on. Aga Khan University Hospital is really the place to go with your little one, mainly because of the specialists. But a side note, they have kittens running around the children's play area at Aga Khan University Hospital in Parklands. I kid you not. Go there and check it out and tell me if I'm wrong. Now, we are in studio with Ian Kiringa, the welfare officer. There are 25 people working at KSPCA Nairobi based in Karen. When I was a kid, I remember very clearly coming up to Westlands Roundabout and being offered little puppies by guys on the side of the road. And I remember being so upset by it. Now, flash forward to I'm 35, 2022, and it's a real sign of the times to see there's a guy by Spring Valley who always has this really beautiful green bird in a cage that he's trying to sell next to a bump. There's puppies that have started coming out and being offered for sale at the roundabouts. That's a sign of how desperate everyone is. So the people who say, oh, but things are thick out here. We have our own children to feed. Why should we care about animals? What do you say to that, Ian?
I don't think I'll ever support anyone using animals as a means of making money, whether it's entertainment, whether it's the issues of even cultural things like bullfighting. Mm. So even when it comes to sale of puppies, whether it's at Sarit Center, Rock Roundabout, and you can name so many places where it's happening, it's not supposed to be happening, and it's actually illegal in the Kenyan law. You should not be hawking any animal. That is under CAP 360 of the Kenyan laws. You should never hawk animals. But on the flip side, it also shows we are not doing enough to convince these people to have an alternative means of making a living. Mm. For example, let them form youth groups or different forms of earning a living. The other side is it's you who is buying. For example, if I'm providing a product, it means I have customers.
Mm.
So it's the customer, it's we who go there and start buying those animals who make them come back again and again. You might be feeling a little bit
bad,
sad, and you're pitying the animal. But the best thing is you as an individual have the responsibility to go even to the police station and tell these people and tell the police, this is illegal. These people shouldn't be hawking animals. Kindly arrest them.
You can call
the KSPCA.
Yeah.
And we'll try as much as possible to do, depending on the load of cases we have, to come and solve it. 2 months ago, we did around 25 dogs in Ruaka. We did 12, 14 dogs around the Eastern Bypass. But if each and every citizen was able to wake up and show compassion to the next animal and not lean on buying animals from the streets, rehome the animals from the KSPCA, try find animals that are already... And people don't actually understand the risk of actually getting an animal from the street. One, you don't know how that animal has been brought up. There's the issues of vaccinations and diseases. There's the behavioral issues. There's a lot of issues that you can name around getting an animal from the street and the people who are what I call puppy milling.
And what's so crazy to me is that people don't actually know. You know, I'm with my dogs all the time, and people will say to me, oh, where can I get a dog? Where can I get a dog? Or let me pay 15K and upwards for a dog that's been bred, or, you know. Go to KSPCA. How many dogs do you have available for adoption right now?
Right now, at the KSPCA Nairobi, we have 152 dogs, around 212 cats, 9 horses, 8 horses, 9 donkeys, 1 tortoise, and around 25 human beings.
The human beings are not up for adoption, but all of those animals are. And it's insane to me that people would even go and breed dogs when there are so many dogs who are there in need.
Well, as I said, if you have a customer base, then it means you start trying to find the product and doing more and more. One, we don't have any breeding laws for dogs in the country. Mm. So that's why you find anyone will go out there and start breeding and start making money. So you find they got the client, so they keep doing the breeding and breeding. Two, it's a perception with what I call, actually, I like to call it animal racism. Mm. If someone wanted out there to go and eat ugali, they'll go. Most people will say, oh, I want the kienyeji ugali, I want this and that. But when you give someone, go and rehome the Kenyan Shepherds or the local mixed dogs, they'll say, that Shenzi, no, I don't want that. Like, I want a German Shepherd, I want a Rottweiler. What they don't understand is actually these animals that they are calling Shenzi in quotes are actually very, very good dogs and animals.
They are. You, KSPCA, gave me my Molly. Go on my Instagram. In fact, I'm going to put it on @984 in the morning on our Twitter. What, if you've adopted from KSPCA, by the way, they have 152 dogs, 212 cats, 9 donkeys, 8 horses, and 1 tortoise available for adoption. So if your little one is looking for a pet, do that. And just for a small, small fee that covers vaccinations and covers so much food that they are giving them, you could be part of change. Let's get to some Aerosmith now. Jaded, aren't we all human beings? And we'll look at your roads straight after that. Good morning. Jaded by Aerosmith. I hope you're not jaded by this conversation. It is super important that we respect our humans, our environment, and our animals, not necessarily in that order. Taking a look at your roads, the police on Uhuru Highway, especially at Kenyatta Avenue roundabout, are somewhat sleeping, or shall I say texting, on the job. It's a very, very jam-packed, I'm afraid, at that roundabout. Thika Highway is still sticky, icky, icky, I'm afraid. And on Juja Road, a truck transporting bottled water has overturned and is causing mayhem. So that's it, I'm afraid, for you. And thank you for your message, Ruth. You are in Norway, and you say that paying to own a pet is a rule. So you have to pay to own a pet, because that will make people not mistreat them and really buy into the idea. You can't just have a pet or have an animal. But you can adopt from KSPCA, and you will have, honestly, every time, it's a little, I just know that I saved my animal's life. Like, my baby is Molly, and I actually came to you because my other dog passed away. And my sister was really, really missing him. And the other dog was really, really missing Charlie. And I came and I found Molly. And she rules the roost now. She sleeps on my bed. She scratches at my leg. She knows what's up. But giving that space, that time, that freedom to a dog. And that is all because of KSPCA. So you can give an animal that life. You can contact KSPCA. How can we contact KSPCA? I just show up at random times, but tell us, Ian.
You can call us on our emergency line and our office line, that is 0733 571 125, or follow up on our social media pages, KSPCA Kenya on Instagram and Twitter, and KSPCA on Facebook.
There's a really fun, I shouldn't say this, but there's a really fun kind of Tinder-like vibe, kind of like a dating app vibe on the KSPCA website and Instagram, where you can like scroll through the animals they have, and you can like, I'll adopt that one, swipe left, swipe right. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, but I also advise, you know, we will give a little bit of the traits of the animals when you're doing the posters, but it's also good for you to come in and interact with the animals, because sometimes the animals also react to your personality.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes animals are the ones who will choose you, especially cats.
That's why I'm a dog person. I'm like, I need love. So we are here at 98.4 Capital FM. Ian, I want to go back and touch on something that the KSPCA does. Let's discuss humane slaughter. Humane slaughter for me is problematic. Why is it important?
Well, it's important because if you did a poll right now and asked each and every person who is a carnivore who eat meat, I'll call them that, ask them how their meat got to their plate, I'm sure almost 90% will not be aware of how that meat got there. So humane slaughter is where you ensure that the animals are humanely treated from the time they move from probably the farm to the time they end up on the floor of the slaughterhouse. So there's transportation, handling of the animals, ensuring that they're humanely slaughtered using humane killers or whatever method that is humane and prescribed by the law. And it's necessary because it both has an effect on, one, the animal's psychology. And if you have the animal suffering before slaughter, one, it affects also the quality of meat for those who enjoy the meat. So it's both beneficial for the animal not to suffer before slaughter, and it's also beneficial for the person on the other end who is having the meat.
So KSPCA, they brought this rule into creation in Kenya. This was like life-changing, wasn't it? Literally,
well,
no pun intended.
We've championed for it, but there's the guidelines in the Kenyan laws that ensure that animals are humanely slaughtered. That is on the Meat Control Act. Animals should be humanely slaughtered, and even the design of the slaughterhouses should be humane to ensure that the animals are properly treated. But we've been at it for several years, and we are thankful to the ministry and the Director of Veterinary Services for always assisting us in ensuring that we achieve this mandate. It's a vision to have all animals properly slaughtered. So we ask even the main suppliers of meat to at least ensure the meat that they're supplying to the people is actually humanely slaughtered.
And if you do choose to eat meat, really, really research it and be aware of what you're putting into your body, because A, you don't have to eat meat, you know my views, but B, you should be aware of how, I mean, it's going into your body. Do you want to internalize that drama? I do love drama. Ian, please don't go anywhere, and you don't go anywhere. Stay here on 98.4 Capital FM. We're going to hear Ian's favorite rescue story from the KSPCA. Good morning. Good morning, 98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music. We are about to go into the headlines, but I'm being made to finish this interview. Ian, I swear, I mean, I know your number. I know all of your numbers because I've harassed you that many times. And I know KSPCA, it's there next to Hillcrest Secondary School on Langata Road. Go there. Just go and hang out. We can do that, right? Or is that just me that breaks in illegally?
You can volunteer help within the shelter. So there are different ways you can help, actually, the KSPCA. You can volunteer the shelter, help with feeding the animals, grooming the animals, walking the animals there. But the most important thing, you can also help change the life of the next animal you meet. You don't have to wait to go to the KSPCA to change the life of an animal. There's the next animal that you meet. Show compassion to that animal. If the animal is being mistreated, ensure that the mistreatment ends with you. You can also support the KSPCA in its endeavors by donating towards the course. We have a PayBill number, the business number is 681727. The account, you can just write donation. You can also become a member of the KSPCA, so we're also a membership organization, and we need to build more members. It's not much of what you get becoming a member, but it's actually a commitment that you're going to be supporting the KSPCA for quite a while, or within yearly. So you check on our website to see the rates of becoming a member. You can also donate food for the animals at the shelter. We also have several events and fundraising events. The next event is there's the Mombasa show on the 30th of January, and then there's the 18th of February, where we have the golf tournament at Karen Country Club. So you can donate still to the KSPCA and change the account name to Golf Tournament. So there's different ways you can always support the KSPCA. You can also have positive criticism and give us ideas on how to improve and probably do the work much better.
I grew up going to Shaggy Dog Show and I won in the class of dog that looked most like its owner. It was a very fat, very white Labrador and I won that competition. Do you still have Shaggy Dog Shows?
Yes, we do. We're hoping to have one this year. We haven't had, we had a mini Shaggy Dog Show in December, but we'll have one up the main Shaggy Dog Show this year. The reason why you've not had one is the obvious reason due to COVID, but you're hoping to have one this year.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in, Ian Kieringa from KSPCA. Please follow them on social media and thank you for the work that you do supporting our animals. It is a tough day here at 98.4 Capital FM. I'm trying to bring in a little bit of light for you, the listener, because without you, there would be no us. It's time now for the news.